State before the Senate and second reading held from yesterday.
Senator Coggio.
Madam President, on Friday we had a snarl-up on this bill, and Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action as to failing to adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 304 Finance. Because right now we have before us the original bill.
Right.
And we failed to adopt both the Finance Committee and the Resources Committee.
The motion before us is to rescind our action on adopting the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 304. Is there any discussion? There is objection. Is there discussion? Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. Rescinding our action and failing to adopt the Finance Committee substitute would then bring the Finance Committee substitute before us for a positive vote for adoption of the Finance Committee substitute. I would encourage the members to rescind.
Is there further discussion on rescinding? Senator Coggio. The motion before the body, if we should rescind our action in adopting the Finance Committee substitute on Senate Bill 304, members may vote on rescinding. Has any member failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote. We have rescinded our action on adopting the Finance CS for Senate Bill 304 by a vote of 16 yeas, 1 nay, 3 excused absences. The Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 304 is before us at this time. Is there discussion? Senator Szymanski.
One of the questions I have is related to the fees or the fees of the operation here. In the original fiscal note that the Finance Committee received, it appeared, and it's now been zeroed out, that the it would produce about $66,000 a year, and then in the following 89 and 90, that it produced approximately $80,000, and the operating cost of it was $35,000. So you were producing a revenue of about $50,000 a year, the way I got it figured. And I was kind of curious as to why or how the Finance Committee went from a positive revenue-producing position to a zero fiscal note impact. And I assume it must be because under the original bill that was there, or the resources bill, that it was eliminating a revenue source. Because, unless I misread the fiscal note that was originally there, it did produce $66,089, $80,090, with, as an example, a net cost in 90 of 35.7. So it's the first time I've seen the Finance Committee go backwards, and they usually are looking for money rather than giving it away, so I thought maybe we'd get clarification on that.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. The original fiscal note cost the state $102,000 to hopefully get a revenue of $66,000, and it was hoped that revenue would increase and costs would go down. But the Code Revision Commission stated that the only fiscal note associated with this bill was the new Class B requirement. That new requirement was not essential to what their purpose in trying to consolidate, rewrite, and make sense out of a whole statute was. So the Finance Committee dropped the fiscal note and dropped the optional Class B documents sections out of the bill in the draft and in the way that they explained that it should be done, with the option of adding Class B documents in the future. But the problem with Class B documents is you're dealing with a land recording office, essentially, and you're recording all kinds of things that have nothing to do with land. If we're going to make this a state recorder's office for all types of commerce and documents, we should end up with it in commerce instead of in DNR. But in any case, Senator Coggill has an amendment which provides for dealing with optional documents, which I don't think does any harm to the bill, and we can establish the new system. And if there is still a need for Class B document recording, the changes that were made in the establishment of the new system can be reinserted very simply, because the system, once in place, can record whatever level you want to decide to record. The guts of the bill is a system. It's not a decision on this very small portion.
Senator Coghill, you're still seeking the floor, sir.
Well, yes, Madam President. Before we got into the debate of the whole substance of the bill on Friday morning, we debated the fact that whether we should have a resource bill, the resource substitute, or the finance substitute. The difference between the two bills is that the finance substitute took out the Class B document program. I have some real heartburn with that because there have been times when people that are not in the metropolitan areas of the state that have tried to record documents, record agreement documents that have to do with mining agreements, this type of thing. They send them in. They're sent back. They're a timely document. So under the amendment that I have on the Secretary's table to introduce, this would allow the Commissioner to, by regulation, do something as far as those timely documents are concerned. I also believe that Representative Ulmer's bill, which is House Bill 266, which is in our committee, now that we're at the process of taking up House bills, that bill should move forward, because under the Class B document program, that concern of hers would be taken care of. But now that it's out of the bill, why, we need to move forward with that also, where that a miner that has sent a location notice in, and it's a timely notice of location, and the recorder says there's an I not dotted or a T not crossed, or that it's not in proper form, sends it back to him in the mail. Why, that's not the purpose of government. Government is to give those people the chance to be able to put their recordable documents in the recording system, and that's what we're trying to do. So what I'd like to do is, Madam President, is have the Secretary read our amendment.
If we could, sir, the amendments are all on their desks. Can we vote for the CS first,
yes,
and then we'll have the Secretary read that amendment, if that's okay with you. Is there any further discussion on the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 304? The members are going to have to help me. Was there an objection to the adoption of the Finance CS?
No.
Would you ask unanimous consent, Senator?
Yes. I ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, the adoption of the Finance CS has passed the Senate unanimously. Madam Secretary, read the bill, please.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 304, Finance, by the Finance Committee. An act relating to filing and recording recordable documents, conveyances, plats, and planning authorities, and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
Amendment number 1 by Senator Coghill, page 36, line 5, delete system, insert systems, page 36, following line 20, insert a new section to read AS 4437025 as amended by adding a new subsection to read E. In addition to the recording system established under AS 4017, the Commissioner of Natural Resources may, by regulation, establish a system for recording documents to enable members of the public to safeguard copies of the documents. Recording the document in the system established under the subsection does not provide constructive notice for any purpose. Renumber remaining bill section accordingly.
Senator Coghill?
Madam President, move the adoption of the amendment. Ask unanimous consent.
There is an objection. Senator Rohde?
There's an error in the amendment. The last portion where it says that this section does not provide constructive notice for any purpose defeats the purpose of the amendment, because the purpose, as Senator Coghill puts it forth, is to register a mining claim. If the Act provides that it's not constructive notice, I think it defeats any registration for that mining claim. It's not registered for all practical purposes. And that's the difficulty. And I think that last sentence is inconsistent with the maker's aims. And it ought to be perhaps reviewed over a day's period.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I just, we pay these legal beagles in the legislative branch of government good money. And this is where this came from. And I have no quarrel with the good senator from Anchorage that if we need to take that out, the idea behind it was to make sure that it was the Commissioner of Natural Resources had a vehicle in order to be able to accept documents that might have to have a transitory period before they get into the system in order to meet the time element. I don't have any problem holding it for one day if that's the good senator's position.
Senator Halper.
President, I think we're getting awfully confused with trying to do something in Class B documents that can't be done. The Resources Committee substitute also provided that on page 6, recording of a Class B document does not provide constructive notice for any purpose. The problem was that you couldn't build this system and make it work. The Resources Committee substitute also prohibited the recording of any document that was an imperfect Class A document as a Class B document. So we're really dealing with two very different systems. I have no objections to Senator Coghill's amendment in that he's asking the commissioner to try to come up with some kind of a system for keeping track of other documents. But the last sentence is consistent with the Code Revision Commission's bill, which said that no Class B documents provide constructive notice for anything. Because essentially you're telling them they have to accept the documents, whatever they are. If we present it, you tell us what to record it under, we'll record it. Well, that's not providing constructive notice. And it also, by the way, is only done at one location in the state for Class B documents, even in the bill that had Class B documents in it. So I would support the amendment. I think it's a way to go forward with an improvement in... in the finance CS that tries to meet some of the concerns of Senator Kennett.
Senator Kelly.
It's all very interesting, Madam. President, I would move that we hold CS for SB 304 Finance Second Amendment with its amendment in second reading for tomorrow's calendar.
Hearing no objection, this bill, CS for Senate Bill 304 Finance, will be held in second reading with this amendment pending for tomorrow's calendar. We may end the session with this bill on committee. Next item on the calendar, please.
Citations honoring Bristol Bay Angels boys basketball team AA tournament champions by Representatives Herman and Lord, Senator Jara, Fisher, and Sturgilewski, in memoriam Everly A. Azar by Representatives Grunberg, Herman, Hudson, Wallace, Senators Duncan, Rohde, Fakes, Sturgilewski, and Jara.
Are there any additions, debate on these citations? Senator Halper.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation and calendar be adopted.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar have been adopted. Senator Halford, special order of business.
Thank you, Madam President. Can we have it at ease, please?
Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. Senator Halford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Jim Branson be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
How many? Without objection, the Jim Branson citation will be brought up before the Senate as a special order of business at this time. Madam Secretary, read the citation.
Honoring Jim H. Branson by Representative Cotton, Senators Elias, Sturgilewski, Curtula, Halford, and Binkley.
Senator Kelly.
I move and ask unanimous consent I'd be allowed to be shown as a co-sponsor on that citation.
Without objection, Senator, you are shown as a co-sponsor. Senator Rohde. Without objection, Senator Rohde. Senator Zaroff will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Branson citation. Is there further discussion? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask the Branson citation to be approved by the Senate.
Without objection, the Branson citation has been approved by the Senate. It's been a long time coming, but is there unfinished business today? Senator Sturgeon.
Very, very quickly. Yesterday was a very special occasion for one of our pages, a fine young woman who's done just such a nice job, and certainly in my office. She has a goal. She'd like to go to the police academy, and she's now 21 years old as of yesterday, and we missed it, but congratulations to Valerie Gamble.
Okay. That was nice. Thank you, Senator. Further unfinished business. Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the referral of House Bill 551 be waived from S. That's the bill making a fiscal appropriation, supplemental appropriation for Medicaid program.
Without objection, the referral on House Bill 551 will be waived from the Hess Committee to give it the referral to the Finance Committee. That's the bill that was introduced this morning that was the similar bill to 476 on the Senate side. Further unfinished business? Announcements. Senator Kelly.
Madam President, the Labor and Commerce Committee will meet on Monday, April 18th at 3:30 in the Belts Room to hear Senate Bill 502, an act relating to the Economic Stabilization Program, providing for an effective date.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, the Senate Transportation Committee will meet instead of at 1:30 in the belts, at 2 o'clock in the belts. Bills are posted.
Senator Sturgiluski.
Yes, there will be a joint teleconference today with the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee at 3:30 in the Butrovich Room, and the bills are posted, and I'm going to need a quorum. Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator Hensley.
Thank you, Madam President. Rules Committee will meet upon adjournment before or after lunch to consider Senate Bill 253 relating to retirement benefits, Senate Bill 499 establishing February 8th as Elizabeth Peradovich Day, Senate Bill 325 respite care in foster homes, House Joint Resolution 53 amended urging the United States Secretary of the Navy to name a United States naval vessel after General Clifton B. Cates, sponsor substitute for HGR 58, Return of Human Remains from the Smithsonian Institution, SCR 58, Physical Education in Public Schools, Senate Bill 467, Protection of Children and the Registration of Persons Convicted of Sexual Offenses Against Children, Senate Bill 462, Seizure and Forfeiture of Property in Cases Involving Controlled Substances, Senate Bill 444, Eligibility for Permanent Fund Dividends and Providing Civil Penalties for Certain Conduct Involving Permanent Fund Dividends, Senate Bill 75, Repealing the 25-cent Resident Hunting, Trapping, and Sport Fishing License, SCR 56, encouraging the study of the forests of the state as a part of a natural resource of curriculum in the schools of the state.
Sir, is that before lunch or after lunch?
At the discretion of the two other members of the committee.
After lunch. Senator Ewing. Senate was... Please. Senate will come back to order. Are there further announcements? We have to have a motion. Are there further announcements? They are eating our lunch. Are there special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate stand and adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday the 16th.